Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyous. It's a beautiful outside right now. Although I'm kind of wigging out that winter's coming, but you know, I went back to reading, like I said last week. I started reading again for 20 minutes. It's been a while. It's been probably a year or two since I've done this. Actually, since I started these teachings, so maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And it just brings joy. And I've been reading Matthew 5 through 8. And I've been going over it and over it and over it, because I'm trying to understand, what does it mean to be in Christ? I understand the relationship. I understand what Christ did for us. But I'm having a hard time understanding the relationship between God and Christ, like where that all falls. You have God, obviously, and then you have His Son, Christ Jesus, who died for us. But it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, the expectation of future good. So yeah, I'm working on it. But I started with the teachings, and before there was the Old Testament, you had to walk in those laws. If you didn't walk in those laws, then you were unrighteous before God, and you could have the Spirit upon you, but never in you. When Christ died and was risen again, the wonderful thing is that if you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be sound or saved or preserved safe. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you have that safety and that preservation the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and you have Christ in you, and He grows in you over time, but you have the new spiritual being. You are spiritually new. So when Christ was teaching, there's a difference between this administration and the last administration. You have the laws, and then you have the newness, the new teachings, the new administration. So I started off with that, and I've been reading it. And actually, I don't know why I have this thing built up in my mind about the laws. Like, they are pretty easy. They are pretty simple. They are pretty logical. Pretty logical. It doesn't seem that bad. But these are the couple things that have been hitting me. And like I said, when you read the word, there's a godly grief sometimes that worketh a change in your moral position. There's a godly grief that will start to just pound you, that you know you got to change something. And it changes you morally when you start to change. And the beautiful thing is when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you can change immediately because you choose the newness of life. You can deviate, you can separate the carnal man in the spiritual man. You have that ability, and it's an immediate thing. It's a choice. And whether or not you choose to do it. But you're always righteous before God. You are upright before God. That's what Christ died for. But now you have the ability to choose. And this is what I've been reading that's just been bothering me. I know I need to work on, because I'm starting to see it everywhere. If you go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you." It's so true. If you look around and you see if you think people are overweight, you're going to judge yourself as overweight. If you're going to be judging yourself whether or not you're overweight or not. If you look at people on how they dress and the way that they look, it's the same thing. You're going to be judging yourself on how you dress and how you look. Success, athleticism. I mean, there's intelligence. There's a million things. But you're to judge not. And so as I walk around, this is one of those things for me that is very, very difficult. It's inert in me. I just start to do it. I walk around and I don't know. It's something I'm not proud of. I'll be honest with you. But it's a change of mind. It's a change of heart. And that's what the word does. It starts to work in you. I want to jump up actually really quick, because I think it is really interesting. You go to chapter 5, verse 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If you're a worrywart, if you're one of those people who worry a lot about tomorrow, what does God say? Don't worry about tomorrow. So now you need to stop worrying about tomorrow. It's the choice in life. It's this. What's wrong is to think about tomorrow and to worry about tomorrow. What's right is to be focused on today. What's wrong is to judge other people because you're judging yourself. What's important is not to judge. But it's not about your righteousness with God. It's not like God is judging you. It's for you. And when you start to do this stuff, you start to become a better, more godly person. And it starts to work in you and change who you are. And that's what I'm talking about. Start reading Matthew 5 through 8 every day. Every day. And you'll start to see maybe error in your life that needs to get changed. Maybe things that you're doing well that you should be thankful for that God's given you the ability to do. You start to change your mind to what the word says, and that will start to affect and cause effect in your life. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much, obviously, for today and for everything that's going on. I continually pray for my golf swing, too, because it's just making me crazy. But I thank you for that. I can go to you with that. I pray for the business and that you continually move it forward. I pray for my family and everything that's going on with as far as marketing and all that stuff, that I do a good job with that. And you continually open up those doors. I thank you again for the people that we work with, that you bless them. And I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you take care of them and show them your love and your mercy and your active compassion. And I thank you so much for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.